Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of A Place of Hope, written by Anna Jacobs, read by Julia Franklin. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. Chapter 1. Emily Matteson picked up the phone, sighing when she heard her nephew George's voice booming at her. He asked her how she was, but didn't listen to her answer.
"My mother's had a bad fall. She sprained her ankle badly and wrenched her right shoulder. She can't manage on her own, so you'll have to come and help her for a week or two."
"I'm afraid I'm not free. I've got something important on, something I booked months ago. Aren't you with her?"
"Yes, of course, but that's only by good luck. I was about to fly back to the Middle East to wind things up with my job there. I can't let them down because there's only me with the knowledge and background to hand over properly to the new guy."
"What about your wife? Can't she look after Liz?"
"Marcia will be needed to pack up our possessions and furniture, ready to move back to England. We have to be out of our house there by a certain date. So that leaves only you to look after my mother."
Emily hesitated. She loved her sister dearly, but didn't enjoy staying with her because they were too different. Emily loved peace and quiet, while Liz was always chattering and had to have music on in the background all the time, whether she was listening to it or not.
"Surely you're not going to ignore your sister's need, Aunt Emily?"
He was right, the rat. She couldn't leave Liz to cope on her own. Her sister was a weak reed at the best of times. "Oh, all right. When will you be coming back to England?"
"In a week or two, just before Easter. They're still sorting out a new posting, and I have leave they're insisting I take. You know what multinational companies are like."
No, she didn't, thank goodness. And if they employed people like her bossy nephew in senior roles, she didn't want to know.
"I'll be there this afternoon." "Good. Mrs. Potter from next door has agreed to stay with Mother till you arrive. Our plane leaves at lunchtime. Bye."
Emily suspected that he could have got time off if he'd asked for it. But for George, the job came first, second and third. He was doing all right for himself. More than all right. He'd always had an eye out for ways of making extra money. She didn't know how his wife put up with him, though. For the money, probably. Like her husband, Marcia had expensive tastes. Emily went next door to see her friend and neighbour. "Rach, can you keep an eye on the house for me during the next couple..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?